and 4 BEM, W4DJW. Sounds good.
Steve, I am not sure what everybody else is this morning, but I am just leaving the apartment, so I'm running a little bit late.
You're going up to the mountain today? Okay. Well, I'll be down here if you need me.
Sir, JN4BEM.
W4DJW.
WD-40YH. Donnie, I don't know if you saw my text, but I, morning is always tough for me, so I'm off about 20 minutes to a late start.
No, I hadn't seen your text. I was driving.
Last time, I just went through the gate with, you know, behind someone else who was already going in, so, if I get up to the gate and it's closed, then I can hit you on the radio.
Listen for you, WD-40YH.
Good, KN4BEM.
Okie doke, WD-40YH.
4WNP Mobile.
Glen Landon, WD-40YH.
How far along are you, bud? Halfway?
I was on the RF landline.
About to say, you're probably on the phone. Just was asking how far along you were. About halfway?
276. I'm fixing to come up on the waterfall.
So more than halfway. 276, you were aware. It doesn't really narrow it down. I assume you mean Wildcat.
Waterfall. On the right. Just past it.
Yeah, that's Wildcat. KG4WNB.
WH. Turning on the mountain road. WD-40YH, yep. Dave.
Yes, sir. I am here, W4DJW. Caught me with a mouthful of food.
All right. I didn't eat yet.
You didn't eat anything before you left.
I did that like I do go to work. Jump out of bed, take a shower, and get in the truck.
Okay, well, you guys be safe up there. Maintain your distance.
I can't give a hug each other?
Not in these days and times. Not till this corona protein is squashed. I started processing work units for doing diagnostics on COVID-19. I didn't know they were doing that from the distributed computing I used to do many, many years ago. One of the guys pinged me and said, hey, they've got these new work units for COVID-19 to figure out how to destroy it, which is a vaccine. And I started processing those a couple of days ago, contributing to finding the vaccine.
Cool. How far along are they? Last I heard, it was going to be another few months, somewhere around a year, 13 months.
It depends on how many processors they can get to break the folding of the protein chains into all the different possibilities that could exist, and they find the one that has the right amino acids to do the same thing to the COVID-19 protein as water does to a cracker. You know, if you put a cracker in water, the cracker just dissolves. Or a sugar cube, the same thing. Got to make it to where those proteins can't bond with each other and they just fall apart. But it takes a lot of CPU, millions and millions of CPU hours.
I hear that people are joining in on the help. That's nice.
So I've got about 24 CPUs cooking on it. They're all 100% CPU folding protein chains for COVID-19.
CPUs, you think, are actually operating on that now?
Well, that's the reason they went to the distributed computing competition teams. So I used to do that for like breaking the 509 encryption algorithm and just figuring out what it would take to be able to decrypt something that is encrypted and finding weak spots in it. but they go to that community that does that in competition because it has the highest quantity of CPUs ever, right? More than Amazon, more than IBM, more than anybody. The whole world's population worth of CPUs for people that will contribute to that. A lot of people, you can turn it into a screensaver, and it'll process work units while it's drawing pictures of the proteins, the chains on your screen. A lot of people do that, and a lot of companies do that with their PCs at nighttime. The system admin just uploads works units to all the computers, and they all process those at nighttime, and they send in their work units, and then during the day they suspend them. So there's millions of them out there processing those work units.
Awesome.
That's how you find it without hit or miss, right? Or you're doing all your hit or missing virtually, which helps them find it quicker. But a bunch of people jumped on it. I didn't even know they were doing it. And this guy that I haven't talked to in many, many years sent me an email and said, "Hey, we need your help over here." And that got the whole thing started. It's kind of fun, as long as you don't burn your house down. W4DJW.
So what you have to do is build yourself a system that can run continuously and not worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's one of the reasons I quit many years ago. I built these things called crack racks, and all they were was a motherboard, an Ethernet connection to a hub, and a CPU with a heat sink and some memory, and they just had racks of those, and they all connected to their hub, and their hub connected to the network, and they would all download work units, process them, and upload them. I had like 3 or 4 of those crack racks running. And you could feel the wires and the walls getting hot because the CPU is drawing so much electricity. And I finally decided I better stop this before I burn the house down.
Come in and upgrade your power distribution system.
That's exactly what I needed to do, but I wasn't willing to go through that much effort. Building the crack racks was fun. Ripping the wires out of the wall, not fun.
Depends on how old the house is and what was put in there but in the beginning and how. That can be very interesting.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mess with it. I figure, I don't know, build a shack in the backyard or something like that, a garage, and put it all out there. Plus, it's noisy. When you walk in around, each CPU had its own heat sink and fan. And you walk in there, it sounds like you're, I don't know if you've ever been into the computer area of a data center, but in that area, you have to get right up in the ear of the person you want to talk to and scream in their ear for them to be able to hear you because there's so many fans running. That's what it sounded like when I walked in that airplane room.
So, most of your current was being drawn by the fans.
Yeah, they did get hot. They had some big CPU, big heat sinks on it, too. I still find those heat sinks in drawers. I disassembled all of those things, gave away the motherboards to whoever, like, needed a new motherboard, and then just kind of salvaged the parts. It was a lot of fun, but it was a lot of work, too, keeping them all running. Sometimes you had to monitor them all the time to see if one of them got sick. And if it got sick, you had to go through care and feeding to get it back running again, get it back to work, crack the whip.
Date. That sounds like a great fun if you don't have a lot to do and you're experimenting and an opportunity to really learn some stuff.
It is, and there's a lot of things you can contribute toward, not just like COVID-19. There's a lot of other things they do mathematical computation for. And then teams, developers get together and they form teams, and then one team competes against another team for doing the most processing, and it gets very competitive. Anyway, you at the gate yet? Or the at the site gate?
I'm climbing the last little bit right now. I found a highway patrolman up here, believe it or not. And they've got the rock completely gated off. It looks like they put up temporary fencing to keep you off of it.
That's because they've closed the state parks. A trooper just passed me down on 8. KG4WNP.
Very unusual. Deputy 40YH.
Well, I hope you guys don't get any tickets, W4DJW.
He didn't stop me.
So, Landon, did you understand the instructions? You know what to do, how to get to that, or you've probably done that long before I ever did it, get to that screen on the Mophie router that shows you the signal strength?
I mean, I've done it on mine. I got the text that you sent me last weekend that there was no context for, so I was a little confused why I was getting it until I found out what our plan was going to be. So I have that. Right now I'm stuck behind people that are going really slow, so I'll be delayed, but I think I can handle it. If not, I can get you on the radio or text and get whatever I need help-wise.
Okay, well, once you know how it's done, or once your memory's refreshed from when you did it on yours, it's pretty simple. You just connect to the Wi-Fi, bring up a browser on the device that's connected to the Wi-Fi, go to that IP address, and go to check signal strength, and it'll draw it on your screen. You'll get bars on your screen.
That car, burgundy red color.
Two trucks, and we're sub 30 mile an hour, so, you know.
I mean, I passed a red one on one of the places where he could pass. He was like 30, 35, 20. Wasn't even stable.
Red truck just pulled over and let people by, so the other truck's starting to move a little bit better now. KG4WMP, so I'll be a little behind you because I've been behind slow people the whole way, so I'm just coming up on the fire department.
Okie doke, we're at the gate, and Harry's here too, so it'll be you and then Danny.
Wait on me. I know how to get in.
I'm worried right now. Peach. WD-40 White, I'll go ahead and open up the gate and see if I can get the door open to the hut, get the battery out, and get booted up.
Truck,
KG4WNP. Some breakfast. It'll be a pretty day.
Pretty cold. Got down in the 30s. Were you talking to me? I was downstairs listening on the handheld that can't transmit back.
Asked if you was done with breakfast. Yeah, it's chilly. It's 44. Up here right now. That's not too awful bad. Sun's out, so stay in the sun, you'll be okay.
It was 38 here when I woke up, and the heat wasn't on. It was on air conditioner. It was cold.
Down to like 66, 65 in the house. That's sleeping weather. I like that. Get up under some covers, and it'd be cool outside. Boy, that's good sleeping.
Well, it was 62 downstairs. See, that's a little bit too cold.
Tipper. Makes you not want to get out from under the cover.
I remember that was an issue when I was young, but older, it doesn't bother me getting out. When I was young, I really never did want to get out from under the covers because it was cold in the morning, but it can be cold in the morning here, and I don't mind getting out at all. I don't know what the deal is. I think it takes longer to transition now. If you're cold, it takes me longer to warm up. If I'm warm under the covers, it takes me longer to cool down. I'm gonna attribute it to that.
I know I used to hate getting up in the wintertime to go to school because the floors were cold. Daddy had hardwood floors in his house. You get out of bed and put your feet on that floor, it's like, ooh. So get up in the morning, go turn the heater on in the bathroom and come back to bed and get up about 20 minutes later and be nice and toasty in the bathroom. Stand by one at the gate, WD-40 Waits.
W4DJ, stand by.
Hey, it's okay, it's booted up.
Is Landon there yet?
In.
You gonna do this on the roof or you gonna do it on the ground?
We're gonna start out in the hut.
That would be ideal. You just gonna like hold the Yagi in somewhere inside the hut?
The antennas. Which connection gets the Yagi? The left or right hand side?
So if you're holding it with the Ethernet ports pointing away from you and the LED lights closest to you, then the upper left corner is the primary for the cellular network. The two that are closest to you, the two little skinny round antennas, are the Wi-Fi. The two paddles are the cellular network. So you hold the skinny antennas toward you and the paddles back away from you, and it's the one that's on the right, on the left, the upper left, that's the primary. And if you read the writing right there by that port, it'll say primary. And if you read the one opposite of that on the right, it'll say secondary.
Try with the paddles first and then move to the next one if we need to. I should probably do it just to see what it'll do.
Would be nice if you could not point your diesel exhaust right where we got to work. I think you could move.
I probably could.
We'll be fine. KG4WMP.
WH.
W4DJW, I got to run downstairs for a few minutes. I'll be back, but I'll be listening on the handheld. We can't talk back. W4DJW.
Be here, WD4DYH.
Not wanting to start with it. Actually, in the hut where it would be potentially installed.
Harry, make sure he was done.
Okay.
I'm back. W4DJW.
Just Danny, just passing Bald Rock. I see what you mean about that fence. Wow, I have never seen that all. Never seen that all fenced off before. JN4BEM.
Johnny will be down to let you in a minute, Danny. KG4WNP.
Hey, Jen Rao.
DJW, KG4WNP.
W4DJW.
Because I know you're curious. So far, 104 is the best we found. Negative, obviously. So we're getting ready to try out the Yagi, see what we can get with that.
Ground.
And not inside the hut at 6 feet or 7 feet?
Correct. We're inside the hut where they're just sitting on the shelf. It wasn't that good. That was a little bit further away, kind of in an arc where the gravel is around the tower and back behind the AT&T building. I tried again sitting there in the shelf and changed the orientation a little bit, but inside the hut it wasn't that good, primarily because you're behind the big transformer, I think, and that's kind of the direction that you want to be aimed. KG4WNP.
Well, orientation does make a huge difference, because I could, well, at least it did on the Yagi. I could point it in one direction. I could point it toward Wade Hampton, and it would drop down to one bar, and I could point it 90 degrees to that, to the east, and it would come up to four bars.
I retract my previous best number because I just noticed with it sitting right here on the timbers, I saw a 99. So that's the best number now. So let me move it around a little bit here and see if I can sort that out. KG4WNP.
And you might want to just use the Yagi to find the tower that it's connecting to and then put the paddle back down and orient it, the paddle in that direction toward where the tower is. Just a thought. W4DJW.
I've had the same thought. I also have a directional on my phone with an app, and I also have a rough idea
in my head from maps, you know, where the tower is too. So we're checking all that. KG4WMP.
Very good. W4DJW, standby.
WD40White, where you go?
4CBA Mobile.
KMWD40YH.
4DYH, KE5WLL, good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I got back in town last week. I just haven't been on the radio since. And I was sitting around the HF bands this morning and heard y'all talking. Sounds like y'all doing some tower work today.
Got a cellular modem. We're trying to find the best location to place up here. Other than that, that's all we're up to for the moment. How you been?
I've been well. Like I said, I got back from Oklahoma on the 2nd of April. Left mom's house on the 1st. She's doing well. She's back home and by herself. And still having a little issue with her AFib, but I think they've corrected it about as best as they're going to be able to at this point.
Hughes, I'm glad to hear that. Glad you're back in town, too. Are you guys busy at work?
Understatement at this point, with this virus stuff going around, it seems like it's getting busier.
You going to be around for a few minutes?
You go, unless y'all get back to what you're doing, KE5WLL.
Check with you when we head back down the mountain. Hopefully it won't be too much longer. Look forward to talking to you in a little bit. WD40YH.